It is the final day of July, and given the fact that we had a rather significant heat wave through much of last week, things are ending the month on a pretty quiet note here across New York and western New England. Highs today are running right around 80 degrees in our valley locations, and are running in the middle to upper 70s in the high terrain. Dew points remain quite low, basically between about 50 and 58 degrees across the region, and that means that the humidity levels are very comfortable, and that's the way it's going to stay moving into the nighttime hours. However, we do have some weather changes that are coming in already. We've had some bubbly cumulus clouds develop over the higher terrain today, and in the higher levels of the atmosphere, we are watching some wispy cirrus clouds roll in from the west. And those clouds are a sign of some weather changes that are going to bring about rain and potentially some downpours as we work through the day tomorrow into tomorrow night. So in the short term, things are quiet. We'll have increasing clouds through the night. We may see some areas of fog form, but it won't be as widespread as it was last night as temperatures fall back into the 50s to 60s. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, clouds will thicken, and we'll see an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms as we go on through the day. Rain will arrive first in western areas, possibly in the pre-dawn hours, and that rain will spread from west to east across the region as we go through the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. And from time to time, some of that rain will be heavy at times, so we could have some flooding issues, especially later tomorrow into tomorrow night. Once the rain wraps up, things will settle down on Friday as some drier air comes into the area. There might still be a passing shower or rumble of thunder, or at least a scattered shower on Friday, but the chances are not particularly high. And then on Saturday, another cold front comes in, and that will raise the chances for showers and thunderstorms through the first half of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms. Rain will become heavy at times, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight becoming cloudy, chance of showers after midnight, low in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain and thunderstorms likely. Rain will be heavy at times, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, low in the lower to mid-60s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms. Rain will become heavy at times, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, increasing clouds, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, an increasing threat for rain and thunderstorms. Rain will be heavy at times, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, high in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.